Yeah, so the Lord's love is for the salvation of the human race. That's essentially what the Lord is. So my sense of it is that, you know, in and of ourselves, we have no desire for any of this. We have no desire in and of ourselves for anything spiritual other than what it can get me, how it can benefit me. So what I would say, you know, the Lord's hunger for our salvation in that sense manifests as a desire to, you know, be a better person, a desire to do something that is good for others. That's how it manifests through. And then the more truths that are acquired, because I mean, the next part of the chapter is about the butler and the baker, and there you have bread and wine as the principal elements there. But so you have these things playing out in terms of our own interior state. So, you know, every desire we have for anything spiritual is the Lord's desire for our salvation, essentially. It's just how that becomes manifest in our life will vary from person to person, or from form of mind to form of mind, because every, you know, according to the various uses that we're engaged in and the use we're becoming in relation to the grand man. So, yeah. So, you know, a desire for it, yeah. I mean, right down to basic hunger to you know, that keeps us alive. So the opportunity for regeneration can actually happen, you know. So it goes right down to that level. It's all the Lord's desire, or his love he's the only life, you know, and the life that we feel in ourselves is an as if of self. It's not an actual life in ourselves, you know. It's from the Lord, and it governs every aspect of our being.